Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashantinilam, the most happening place on the planet, as I always say, and we are now inching towards the last week of July 2015. Today is July 23rd, 2015, and very soon Prashanti will be pulsating with people from all corners of the globe assembled to offer their obeisance, their love and their gratitude to the Sadguru on the occasion of Guru Purnima. In fact, in the Prashanti calendar, Guru Purnima is as significant a celebration as it is the birthday of Bhagwan in terms of the importance it has. And when you think of it, it has so much meaning, isn't it? Nothing associated with the avatar is without a deep and multidimensional character to it. Even as a little child, Baba was called by his classmates as their guru. And how the elders came to know of it in the village is interesting. In fact, it happened during the Ram Navami festival. Late at night, Swami's sisters, Venkamma and Parvatamma, discovered that their little brother is not at home. And so immediately a search was launched. It was actually past midnight and the family feared for little Satya's safety. And it is at this hour that a procession was wending its way along the village with the invigorating music of the pipers and drummers in a pageant. And this impressive procession stopped just outside the Raju family's doorsteps. And what did this procession consist of? There was a huge picture of Sri Rama displayed on a flower-bedecked bullock cart. And seated next to this picture was a priest who was waving camphor flames in worship. And the ladies of Swami's house, to their utter disbelief, now saw that their five-year-old Satya, brightly dressed and shining, was actually sitting in simple majesty under this decorated picture. They were shocked. So they immediately asked Satya's companions, why was Satya seated on the top and not walking on the streets with them like everyone else? And promptly, the children said, he is our guru. The five-year-old Satya was already their guru because he had become an ideal example for them. Not only did he help them learn the alphabets in the school, but he also taught them the art and the heart of love and service, patience and sacrifice. Satya never hesitated to assist his family in household chores. He helped his sister Venkamma in cooking. He went shopping with his father and returned with 4 donkey loads of provisions. He helped his mother in cleaning the house and fetching water from the well. At school, during cold and damp mornings, he brought stray pieces of clothing from his home and gave it away to the village urchins so that they feel cared and protected and comforted. When he was studying in Bukkapatnam, a few older boys, jealous of his special student status in the school, even manhandled him. In the sands of Chitravati every now and then, and they would douse him with the waters of the river, and they spoil his clothes. But all little Satya did in response was a smile. He not only just sportively smiled, bearing no ill will at all against anyone, he even continued to voluntarily tutor such students in the evenings. When a village elder had fallen into immoral ways, Satya cleverly wrote songs to subtly point these out. And when the songs were sung in the streets, the elder had no option but to mend his ways. When Satya was in Uruvakonda, he had the onerous task of carrying water pots hung on both ends of a pole borne on his shoulder, and he had to walk back and forth 6 times, thrice in the morning, thrice in the evening, from the well, which was miles away. And when Mother Ishwaramma noticed this black thickened skin on his shoulder during one of Satya's trips to Puttaparthi, immediately she said, you should come to Puttaparthi. These people are exploiting your goodness and your desire to serve. Why should they depend on you for water? And instantly Satya replied, Amma, it is my duty, mother. I carry the water of life for them from that distance. And I do it gladly. Mother, I have come to do this service. This is what little Satya said. Again, when Satya was apparently stung by a scorpion in Uruvakonda and the parents hurriedly rushed from Puttaparthi, Satya sat up suddenly and said, "Call Narayan Shastri, he is misinterpreting the Bhagavatam, he has to be corrected." And it is then that somebody went to call this Pandit who lived opposite to Seshmaraju Garu's house, and that messenger was amazed to find that the Pandit was indeed actually discoursing on Bhagavatam. And when the messenger said Satya was calling him, this caller went into a rage, saying, "How does he know? What does he know of Hamsa Gita, and how does he know all this?" So he came immediately thinking to teach the little boy a lesson. He thought that Satya was an arrogant urchin. But the moment he entered the house, Satya started reciting and expounding on the complex passages from the Hamsa Gita, and that too in the most simple and lucid language. The scholar in Narayan Shastri knew that he was in the presence of someone extraordinary. And so he just prostrated in front of Satya and begged forgiveness. Like this, as the teaching, training, conditioning, awakening and transforming process was on, one day the father, losing all patience and being totally confounded with whatever was happening around, he grabs a stick and raises it on Satya and asks him to reveal who he really was. And that is when Satya declares, "I am Sai Baba. I have come because the saints prayed for my coming. I shall bless you and remove all your troubles. Worship me on every Guruvar, on every Thursday, and keep your mind and your hearts pure." And when asked for proof, that is when Swami takes a bunch of flowers, drops them on the ground, which automatically take the shape of Sai Baba in Telugu. Only after this incident did Seshmaraju, Swami's brother, who was always skeptical of Swami's divinity, started acknowledging that this was no pretense, that he was indeed an incarnation of Shirdi Sai. On Thursdays, Seshmaraju Garu would notice Vibhuti appearing mysteriously on Satya's brow. Many a times on Thursdays, Satya would go into a trance. Many years later, when devotees asked Swami why he underwent so much suffering and hardships in his childhood, and that too everything in complete silence, Swami said, "It is because I wanted to teach humanity the noble ideals of patience, of acceptance, and of love, and put before them a good example." And today, Swami's life has become such an inspiration. Everything he asks us to do, he has done it himself. If he tells us not to waste time, he has showed us how he utilized every second of his life, spending it only in benefiting others. Never he had a second for himself. If he tells us not to waste money, he showed us how he managed with two pairs of clothes for years together, wearing a towel and himself cleaning the clothes after he returned from the school. If he tells us not to waste energy, not to get angry, not to be greedy, he did this all his life. Even if people maligned him, manhandled him, all he did in reply was smile. If he tells us not to waste food, we have seen how little he ate and how he went starving but fed the hungry ones on the street. Everything he asks us to do, he himself did and showed. That is why he often said, "My life is my message." And one of the greatest lessons and ideals the Sadguru put forth for the children and the youth of this country is love for the mother and motherland. Even though kings and the rich and influential came to Bhagwan and said, "Swami, we will build palaces for you in big cities, in Mysore, in Bangalore," Swami decided to remain in Prashantinilam and build the little mandir here. He demonstrated to the world how much one should love one's motherland. Not only that, for the pleasure of his mother, he always spoke the mother tongue, Telugu. All his formal discourses were in Telugu, his writings were in Telugu, his expositions were in Telugu. And when you come to think of this, on one hand, he showed again how much one should love one's mother, how much one should be willing to accommodate into one's life things that bring joy to the mother. And on the other hand, I many times think how fortunate is this language, Telugu. Out of millions of women on earth, Swami chose Ishwaramma. Similarly, out of hundreds of languages and dialects, Swami selected Telugu. And interestingly, Telugu had its origin from the word Trilinga. According to a Hindu legend, Shiva descended as a linga on three mountains, Kaleshwaram in Telangana, Srishailam in Rayalaseema, and Bhimeshwaram in coastal Andhra. In the legend, these marked the boundaries of the Telugu country. The Telugu country is within these three lingams. And that is how the name Trilinga, from Trilinga came Telugu. When Shiva took a human form, he beautifully picked this language. And not many know that Telugu is very closely connected to Sanskrit. In fact, literary texts in Telugu may be lexically Sanskrit or Sanskritized to an enormous extent, even 70% or more. Telugu script can reproduce the full range of Sanskrit phonetics without losing any of the text's originality. The people who can speak Telugu clearly can also pronounce Sanskrit words with clarity. That is the beauty of Telugu and Sanskrit. In fact, many scholars agree how the beauty in the Telugu language is because of 60% of the words in Telugu coming from Sanskrit. In fact, the Telugu that Bhagwan speaks is also highly Sanskritized. And in Radio Sai, we are grateful to Bhagwan for having blessed us with a channel, with a stream dedicated to this language. And Swami graciously blessed us with the permission to start this again on a Guru Purnima day. That was Guru Purnima 2011. Just a couple of days ago, the Telugu stream celebrated its 4th anniversary. And if you have been visiting our website, you must have seen the pictures as well as heard the theme audios and seen the special videos we made for this occasion. Well, it was 2 glorious days for all of us at Radio Sai. And I thought we should not let this occasion go by without capturing this divine happiness that we all were blessed to experience. And so, today I am going to bring you a beautiful discussion we had about the Telugu stream with the people who are behind this amazing celebration. So that's what we have in store for you in this last segment of Thursday Life, coming to you straight from the studios of Radio Sai.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
So welcome to Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. And today, as I just mentioned, I now have for you a discussion with the members of the Telugu stream on the thrilling 4th anniversary celebrations of Radio Sai Telugu stream.
Saram, dear listeners, it is the afternoon of July 21st, 2015. 1.5 days after the conclusion of the exciting and enriching 4th anniversary celebrations of our Telugu stream on July 18th and 19th, 2015. And even though the program is over, well, I think I need to correct myself. It was not a program, it was a festival, it was a celebration, a beautiful celebration. And I call it a festival because just like any festival associated with the divine, after the event is over, the joy of that event lingers on in your hearts. The memories of those moments never leave your mind. Your mind actually gets locked to savor those precious, cherishable moments, and that is how it has been for all of us at Radio Sai. And the most heartening thing is the major contributors and participants in this festival were children. You found the studio pulsating with their innocent energy and their beautiful love for Bhagwan, and the way it found expression through dramas and skits, through talks, through presentations. Those of us who have heard the program, those of us who have had the time to listen to the day-long children's program on 18th would probably relate to what I am saying, especially those who understand the language Telugu. The way hundreds converged in the studios of Radio Sai, the way so many things fell in place at the last minute, or shall I say the right minute, how every time there was a glitch or a tension, you realized how it was ultimately only divine intervention. How so many worked silently and sincerely with amazing commitment behind the scenes for weeks together. How the Lord finally filled everyone's hearts with great satisfaction and fulfillment. They returned to their homes with hearts filled with oozing love for Bhagwan, with gratitude for having given them, for having blessed them with two blissful days. And it was the same experience with all of us at Radio Sai. It was a beautiful bouquet of love created by Bhagwan, shaped by Him, so that we can offer it to Him in this landmark year of His 90th birthday. So there are so many stories and tales, tales of courage, tales of faith, tales of inspiration, tales of determination, tales of commitment, tales of how to convert work into worship, tales of patience, of perseverance, and these are stories which we experienced in these 2 days, July 18th and 19th, 2015. And I feel these stories are the stories that should be shared, because these are those eternal memories which become our everlasting springs of joy and inspiration. And these will have a cascading effect, not only in what we do, but in the lives of everyone who is involved in His work, who is involved in His mission. And so, with Bhagwan's grace, now in the studios, I have with me the main instruments of this beautiful festival, Brothers Ganesh and Sai Prasad, along with Mr. Jagannath Rao, are the backbone of the Telugu stream, who have worked day in and day out, not only for these 2 days of this anniversary celebration, but they have seen how this stream has grown over the years, in the last 4 years, from an infant to a exciting, bubbling toddler now. And by Bhagwan's grace, I also have now with me in the studios Mr. Vasant Bhanu, who worked for many years in the All India Radio and retired as a news editor in Doordarshan, and now a full-time volunteer, happily serving for the Radio Sai Telugu stream programs, but operating from Hyderabad. Even though the Telugu stream anniversary is over, as I told you, the joy lingers on. And in the case of Mr. Vasant Bhanu, he himself has stayed on, physically here, savoring those moments, still working with the team in Parthi to see how we can take this channel, how we can offer ourselves more to Him in converting this channel which is dedicated to the tongue, to the voice which the Lord chose to deliver His message, the divine language of Telugu. So with great joy, I welcome all of you, Ganesh, Sai Prasad, Mr. Jagannath Rao and Mr. Vasant Bhanu, to this special episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside.
Sairam Bishwara.
Sairam.
So Ganesh, let us start with you. Everything begins with you. Jai Shri Ganesh. So tell us, this time the Telugu anniversary celebrations was for 2 days, unlike the previous years. And you had 1 day dedicated to children. You had all the programs that went live from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. on July 18th, which were completely done by children. And these are children, probably they were doing it for the first time on the radio and they're doing a live program.
Yes.
I want to know, from where did you get this courage that, you know, we can have a day-long live program with little children? And first of all, how did this idea come, and then how did you go about executing it?
At the outset, collectively from the Radio Sai team, and especially from the Radio Sai Telugu team, we offer our humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, and our gratitude to him for giving us this opportunity to work for him, to do our small bit for him. To start with, you were asking the question how we got this idea of introducing the children's program.
Yes.
It all started somewhere around in November, where we wanted to have a complete day-long live program for children, for Children's Day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for Children's Day.
For Children's Day in 2014. But somehow we could not coordinate, and we didn't get that much of time to interact with children and come up to a conclusion. So we thought Swami will know the best when to have it. So 90th birthday celebrations, and along with that Radio Sai Telugu anniversary, how best a time we could get to celebrate along with children.
No better time.
Yes. So we thought we'll have a complete day dedicated for children. So we took up this task of involving all the Sati Sai schools in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, along with the foundation of all these schools, which are in Prashantralayam, our primary school, our higher secondary school, and the Ishwaramma English Medium School. So we wanted to involve all these children, get them onto the same platform, and glorify Swami's life and message. So that was the idea which started. The thought came up in foreign canteen when we were having a pizza on a Saturday night.
Wonderful.
So across the table,
beautiful ideas can come even from pizza.
Yeah.
You have to only be tuned.
Yes. And so we had across the table Brother Satyajit, who is the director of Vidyavahini.
Oh, he was there across?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So immediately I passed on the idea to him, and he took no delay in calling up the concerned people relating to all the Satsai schools in Andhra Pradesh, the coordinator, Shri M.R.K. Prasad. So they acted immediately, and they were very much inspired by this idea, and they were ready to go ahead with this program. So that was the idea. Why we wanted to do it is different idea altogether. Because if we target children, they are the source of inspiration for even elders. If child is the father of man, so we thought if the children come and perform, not only the children, even the elders would listen to all these programs and get inspired. If you target one child, the child's parents, the child's teachers, as well as the surrounding people around them will get inspired to listen to what they tell.
Yes.
So that was the motivation for us. And of course, last but not the least, the most important point, Bhagwan's love for children.
Yes.
So we always enjoyed Swami staying around with children and spending time with children.
Becoming one with
them. One with, yes. So that was the whole inspiration.
I think that's a very beautiful thought, Ganesh, you mentioned, where you said that if you involve children, it works in so many dimensions.
Yes.
And I think that you perhaps would have seen in action. When the child came, you would have seen how the parents were interested. And if one child is performing, you will find a whole family of people who are very eager to know what he is doing or what she is doing. And so many people want to support. So many people now listen. A child becomes such a transforming mega, is a powerhouse transforming agent.
Yes. Yes.
Fantastic. That's a very beautiful thought, and inspired by Swami.
One incidents. Initially when you were saying how you can take up so much of courage in executing this project, we had small experiences in bits and pieces. Because first local Balalikas groups are here. And Ganesh and Prasad, they were interacting with them for some other programs, and the amount of involvement of one child, as you say, the child, his parents and his sisters and brothers, they were coming, we were recording here, and we were able to see the eagerness of the parents to make the children participate. Therefore, this effort of involving children to make Swami's message widespread was there.
So you had basically experienced that in small measure, in miniature ways you had already done this.
On a regular basis we were doing for the Telugu stream. From the day Telugu stream started, we were involving a lot of Balvikas children for doing dramas and having special programs on festive occasions and all those things.
And their response is always encouraging.
Yes, yes. And always the children as well as the teachers and the parents were involved so much when we were doing a single program.
So that perhaps gave you the confidence that with more work, this is definitely doable.
Yes. And on a personal note, I always love to move around with children. That was one inspiration for me.
I know, and that's how you're part of the Radio Sai Children's Hour on Thursday Live, apart from doing the Telugu stream. That's wonderful. So what are the programs now? I mean, you said you already have a lot of programs. You've been doing a lot of programs with children, for children in Telugu stream. So how was this day different?
The concept exactly was as it was Swami's 90th birthday. We wanted all the children to know about Swami. This was the right occasion to open a purview of things. Because Swami has written poems, Swami has written dramas, Swami has given discourses. What best can we have other than Swami's life being depicted on this beautiful day? So, Baba Jeevana Charitam Divya Prema Bharitam, the fragrant and nectarous life story of Bhagavan was a theme of this children's program.
Mm-hmm.
And the thought which came about was we wanted each and every child who participated in this program to know at least a bit of Swami's life.
Oh, wow.
That was the idea behind having this concept. So, starting from the padyams which Swami had sung during his discourses, the dramas which Swami had written, and some sayings of Bhagavan, and most importantly, the entire day was connected by the incidents which happened in Swami's childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Like how Swami kept up his family prestige, how Swami maintain the relationship with his friends, which strike a chord with the children, how they should move about with their friends, how to respect elders. Each and every aspect of Swami's life is a learning chapter for all of us. So the best stage to do this is, I think childhood is the best place to learn, best time to learn. We wanted the children to imbibe from Swami's life. So that was the
wonderful. In
idea.
Fact, sometime back I was listening to the conversation on Radio Sai with Mr. Hira from Japan, and he was sharing how many years ago he wanted the youth from Japan to stage a play in front of Bhagwan on his life. Mm-hmm. And Swami initially was not giving permission, but he literally fasted and pined and prayed for that chance to depict his life.
Mm-hmm.
When Swami finally gave permission, Swami said, do the life, do my life, until the childhood years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, until he was 14, 15, mm-hmm. the younger years of Bhagwan.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what your focus was.
Yes.
You know, people, children in that age group know how was Bhagwan when he was like them.
Yes.
And then learn from his life. Wonderful. Fantastic.
That's true. Actually, we all know Swami's life. But this is my personal experience. When we are training children, they are narrating Swami's story. This is how Swami was. This is how. Just listening from those pure hearts, like I could see really those things what Swami was doing. Like how Swami is like. Generally knowing the story is different, but the feeling from heart is totally different. When we say, it will be different. When we hear from the child, as if it's like Swami is telling, and Swami is showing that again. See, this is how I did. You have to learn from that.
So, it's like a sponge. Their hearts are
yes.
a sponge. You know, they imbibe it just as it comes.
Correct.
In a very pure way, and it just goes in completely.
A beautiful example for this was, when the primary school children were given the topic of the Ramesh Paresh having a dialogue with Raju, Satya, yes, little Satya.
Ramesh and Suresh.
Ramesh and Suresh. So, they both, the friend who was the Shirastadar's son, he keeps a dress for Swami in his desk.
Yes.
And Swami comes back, scout dress. And Swami comes back and tells him, see, this is not the way to maintain a relationship between friends. There should be no give and take like this. It should be pure love.
Yes.
And when the child was telling the dialogue, even the teachers who were sitting around, they were having goosebumps.
Oh.
Feeling this was directly touching their
heart.
Means the innocence with which the boy was telling the dialogue was like so pure.
Pure. Yes.
It was going from his heart.
Yes. Yes.
It was as if Swami was telling.
The child has not only imbibed it, but the moment he is expressing, he is spreading that message to the elders also.
Yes.
Elders reading a story may not be affected,
yes,
but a child performing and showing them the way, then that
it is almost like Swami is telling them.
Exactly.
It gets reinforced that powerfully.
Mm.
Wow. Amazing. And I guess you must have had so many moments like this.
Yes. When the children would have just left you in awe, left you totally touched and moved. There was one particular play where we had lessons from nature. The aspects which Swami had mentioned in his discourses through Padyams, how nature teaches humanity a lesson. There were a few Padyams which Swami mentioned in his discourses that we had given it to the Isharama school children. There was one boy who practiced only these Padyams, and each and every time he was singing those Padyams, all of us were in tears. Means it was such a moving the raga which he chose to render the Padyam, and the way he was rendering the Padyam, and he byhearted the entire Padyam. That was the most beautiful thing.
Wow.
And at that age, if he was learning the Padyam of Swami, at later point of time, he will surely understand the essence of that Padyam, and he will be able to teach others also about what the impact and importance of that Padyam is.
Wow. I mean, at that impressionable age, it is so important that these things, even though you don't understand it fully, if it has become a part of your life, then as you grow older, they will keep giving you new meanings,
sure,
as you age with and mature.
Next time when he goes into the wildlife or standing in front of a ocean or a sea, a beach, he'll have a different outlook altogether.
Absolutely.
If he remembers that Padyam, if it sings into him.
So do we have a clip of this, Ganesh?
Surely, we'll have that Padyam which that boy had sung.
Wonderful.
Jati beda mulekha jamulya kashaya mitchi Selva samatvam du chatu tarunu Tanupai tamaginta tamakambu valadanchu Chali enda vanala saichu virulu Tanuvu pai tamaginta tamakambu valadanchu Chali enda vanala saichu virulu Repu mapatanchu vapava valadanchu Vihangamul santhutti vidyagarapu Jagati nityamu kaadu samsaramadi bhranti Yanya pranamu veedi chanadi varu Nenu nadanu bhava manityamanu chu Prakriti janani telpu chu nudu pushpa vrishti Prani sujnana marchimpa prakriti yukate Patashala sadguru dushi sai kare Prani sujnana marchimpa prakriti yukate Patashala sadguru dushi sai kare.
Usually, be it a prank or an exhibition of talent, whatever a child does always touches the heart of onlooker.
Absolutely, Mr. Bhanu.
So here, the children who have come to perform, most of them are from our Sai schools. So they have some base about Swami's life and all these things they know, and the devotion is coming forth in their performances. That made the difference.
Yes.
That touched really the listener.
I think when it comes to children, there is hardly any artificiality.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why it always touches you. That's why it moves a lot. And there is no one who is not touched by a child. And especially when they are sharing such noble thoughts, you know it's coming from their purest self. So tell us, Ganesh, what are the other different programs that you engaged the students? And how did you divide different programs across so many children? You had nearly 100 children participate, isn't it?
Yes.
And how many schools were in it?
Around 13 Satisai schools were involved, along with primary school, higher secondary, and the Ishwarama English Medium School. So actually we had made a informal list of how we can go about covering all aspects which Swami had told through his discourses or whatever. So we had one program on Swami's poems, one program on Swami's songs, the literature which Swami had written, one program specifically on Swami's songs and aspects of nature which Swami had mentioned in his discourses, and the
program on bhajans,
a program on bhajans.
And then
small talks by children,
mm-hmm.
and Vyashti, Samishti, Srishti.
Oh, how did children explain and present these idea? I mean, this is actually a very, very, so to speak, not an idea that a child can easily comprehend.
Yes.
The immensity and the profundity of what it conveys,
Vyashti,
Samashti, Srishti and Parameshti, the cosmic connection. But how did children portray it?
We should really thank all the teachers who were always backing up the children, who were supporting the children to make their presentations very beautifully. They were all a source of inspiration for them, and they were helping the children to exactly explain how this entire concept of individual change leading to cosmic change, how it, the cascading effect, how it goes on. How when an individual brings about a change in himself, it brings about a change
in the society.
Yes,
so that's
society.
What they portray.
Yes, yes. So the beauty is, even though each one was from a different school,
mm-hmm.
when we brought everybody together, everything was like a link.
Mm-hmm.
That was the exact beauty of the...
Can you explain that?
See, even though we had two children speaking about Vyashti, we never had the same points being covered by both the children.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the entire mm-hmm. beauty of it. Even though the children were from different schools.
Mm-hmm.
See, somewhere some points would have overlapped. But no, that didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
All the 8 talks which were based on these 4 topics, they never...
No repetition.
Yeah, everything was a source from Swami's discourses. Whatever Swami had mentioned in his discourses, we had already mentioned to them that the source of all their preparation should be from Swami's literature.
So Swami's messages were conveyed through skits, through bhajans,
yes,
through musical presentations. Mm. You even had a bhajan antakshari?
Bhajan antakshari and quiz programs also.
Quiz programs also.
Mm.
And how was the response to that?
You won't believe actually even... We had Bhajanantakshari and next day also, 19th also. But everybody liked some extra, this children's Bhajanantakshari. Because they were not thinking for one moment when the question is asked, immediately they are answering.
Hmm.
Even elders are thinking, oh, which will be correct answer. But these people are not waiting for a second to answer. And it's not that who won the, which group won the competition. But it's like everybody ready when question is asked, especially that...
Yes, the enthusiastic participation was really...
Really.
And we had combined all the school children. There were almost from 8 schools, there were participants for the Bhajanantakshari and the quiz. So the judges had combined all the children together so that there would be no differences of opinions and all that. And it was so easy to work with them. Everybody thinks 100 children means it's so difficult to work with them, but it's so easy to...
Actually, children are...
easy to deal with and to convince them.
Yeah, because they are so open.
They are open.
Their hearts are so open.
And Bishu, here I will have to mention a very important aspect. Most of the children who participated, they don't know Telugu.
They don't know Telugu?
Best part is... they can't read Telugu.
They cannot read Telugu.
And many are habituated to think in English.
Oh.
The point is, don't know Telugu means they can talk, but when it comes to delivering anything, first of all, the English thought comes.
I know.
Now, these children, they wrote in Roman, Telugu. Nenu veltunnanu, N-E-N-E, nenu. And then, they were coming out on the stage. The way when Ganesh was saying about this Samishti Vyasti, before going on there, I asked him to look into their performance. I was surprised the way the contents what they have taken was so nicely interwoven, and four children talking on one subject, but then the points are so nicely gelled, and by the end of it, it completely conveyed what that particular aspect is. And that too, in the preparation was in English Telugu,
the English script.
English script Telugu, and the performance was perfect.
Wonderful.
In spite of that English script, there were no mispronunciations.
No mispronunciations.
Yeah. Mm. Even Telugu children cannot pronounce them so properly. Meticulous care they have taken.
And the comparing also was done by them, isn't it?
Yeah. Two of them did like this.
This is a very special point that you took up, Vishwabhadar. Usually for this live program, we have two announcers. One after the other, they keep announcing. But we had thought of an idea, which is very new, where we had three different anchors coordinating the entire event. We wanted it like a professional show. So we selected three children, one by name Anjali, one Yashodhar, and the other boy Amrit. All these three children were studying in fifth class.
Mm-hmm.
And they are new to Telugu language.
So they are not from Puttaparthi?
One is from Puttaparthi, Ishwarama school.
Mm.
And the other two children are from Hyderabad.
Okay.
So we had prepared the entire script for them so that they would not come at the last moment to understand what they are going to speak.
Mm.
So we had planned the entire event. We had written down all the announcements. Bhanu uncle had, once the program schedule was ready, I told him, uncle, we had to have a nice storyline going behind so that these three children won't get confused with the announcements. It should be like an informal chat between the three children.
Mm-hmm.
The idea which was conceived, and Bhanu uncle, in all his expertise, had written down in a simple language where the children can understand. And those three children did a amazing, splendid job. And hats off to those three kids.
We should listen to one or two glimpses of the...
May I add something here, Bishu?
Sure.
He says that they have followed the script nicely, but they also have the ability to extemporize and stop. I would like Mr. Ganesh to talk about the Ranjan episode.
Yeah. Actually, the program during the lunch hour, one of the dramas, we had allotted 45 minutes for the drama. We didn't have time to check the duration of the drama. So when our support staff was putting music for the drama, then they told me that whether it is falling 20 minutes short of what we had actually planned. So we didn't know what to do. Till the last moment, we are scratching our heads.
Live program.
Live program.
Till 20 minutes.
Yeah. So as I was running around, the thoughts were going on in my mind. Suddenly, it struck me that, yeah, today is Ramzan. So something we have to do for on the occasion of Ramzan. So that 20 minutes, as the program was, the previous program was getting over,
mm-hmm.
we just had 5 minutes to bring out a new idea.
Oh my God.
And find the right person to do that.
And I just ran out of studio. I was searching here and there who is the right person to execute this idea. I found our brother Ranganath Raju.
Oh wow.
And as soon as I saw him, I remembered an occasion where on the same day, Ramzan day, all the students were getting ready to put up a program in front of Swami. And Swami had called the entire group of students into the bhajan hall. And he had given an interview about the significance of Ramzan.
Yes.
So Raju and myself were a part of it. So
oh.
As soon as I saw Raju, I remembered that it will be best if we could tell what Swami had told about Ramzan. So I called Raju and he told... But Ganesh, I have to go back and refer my notes. I don't have any notes to
see it. There is no time.
Then luckily I had my diary along with me in my place in the office. So I showed him all the points which Swami had told that day. He just went through that. He entered the studio as it was on air
And he told the children, children, Eid Mubarak. And see the spontaneity of the children. They told, Eid Mubarak, Anna. Eid Mubarak, brother. And then we just mentioned to them, ask something about Ramzan. We just passed the chit. And that fifth class girl, so enthusiastic, there was no tension in her face.
Mm-hmm.
She just asked, Anna, did Swami tell anything about Ramzan anytime when you were a student?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Raju just opened up.
It was so fitting to the situation.
Amazing.
And Raju explained the entire event when Swami had, what was the significance of Ramzan and all those things. And now we can listen to a part of those three anchors, what they had spoken on that day.
Sure. Fantastic.
Danga, danga. Anjali, yemindi. Deva lokamlo dangal pattaru. Brahma lokamlonu, Kailasamlonu kuda.
Em maatladutunnav? Deva lokam, Brahma lokam antaveemiti? Asalu em jarigindi?
Nenu cheppadam enduku? Nan tarvata karyakram vinte neeke telustundi. Bejjanki safiguda nundi vachina Sri Satya Sai vidyardulu samarpistunna natika. Danga, danga. Ippudu manandari kosam.
Well, these anchors were definitely one another way by which Swami made his presence felt. I think every moment you felt how he was actually pulling the strings. Yes. I mean, be it the anchors or be it the way Raju came and stole the show, guided by Bhagwan. I think those are moments when you really know, right? Concretely that, yeah, he's there. He's the one who's actually making things happen. In fact, the way the program started also, I guess there was a hiccup.
Exactly. Yes. Actually, I forgot to tell this in the beginning. As soon as the children landed in Parthi on 17th, they were allotted shed number A7 and A8 in Prashanthi Nilayam. So, as soon as they entered the sheds, the center photograph of Swami blessed the children with honey coming out of the Swami's picture. And that was the indication for all of us that, yes, Swami has started his process long back and he is now giving us the conviction that, yes, he is always there behind us. As you were talking about the hiccups, when the thought enters that, yeah, we are the ones who are doing it, then Swami takes a pause and, boss, cool. Somebody is there operating behind you.
Yes.
So he made us understand that he is always, he is the one who is the doer. The early morning of 18th, 6 o'clock the program has to start. And the entire setup was ready. The children were all set to go on air. When we started the system, we had practiced the entire sequence. The files were not going on air.
Oh.
It was telling, connecting. It was not connecting. Because maybe we were not getting connected to Swami at that point of time.
Some 4 or 5 times we restarted the system, whole thing, set up everything. Still nothing is happening.
So, there's a long story behind everything. So, why Swami does is for our own good. And he always protects his children with all his love and mercy. See the beauty of this event. The system didn't work. And we had frantic calls going around everywhere. The technical team coming. We had Brother Hari and Brother Prakash, who are the technical experts in this field. So we had tried calling Prakash brother. Most unusual thing is whenever at any point of the night or day when you call Prakash, he is available for us.
Yes.
Any technical glitch, he is there to rectify it.
Yes.
So surprisingly, that day he was not available.
Call was not going at all.
We were not able to get connected to him also. So
that Prakash, which always he gave us light.
So then we had called Brother Prem and Brother Hari at the end. So Brother Hari came running and he was about to enter the studio. Jagannath Rao sir was standing next to me. And then at one point of time, the display showed on air. So we thought, yeah, it's fine. So Brother Hari was standing just next to the door. I told Hari brother, yeah, it's fine now. We didn't know this. There was some more problems in front of us. So he told and he was about to leave the door. Then suddenly I turned this side and Swami's picture a flower fell.
Oh wow.
And sir told, Hari, don't go. Please be here. And he came back inside. Then we came to realize that the problem was not solved.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came and rectified the problem. There was some mounting error which we had not noticed. Mm-hmm. Only the technical team would have solved that issue. So we had Brother Hari solving that problem. And the program which was supposed to start at 6 o'clock started at 6:40.
Hmm.
There was a 40-minute delay and everybody was worried what's going to happen to the sequence of programs, because it should not run into the other program and
yes,
children should not lose an opportunity of doing. So the first few programs we were running short of.
Actually, we didn't know that there was a drama, Dunga Dunga. We gave 45 minutes for that drama, expecting that that's a big drama, it will be very nice. We didn't know that till they perform, it's only coming to 20 minutes. That was in that slot, morning session.
So it got adjusted.
Just adjusted.
Wow. He didn't want people to blame the children why the program was cut short and all that. Everything fell in place and exact 7:45 we transferred the transmission from here to Kulwant Hall live and everything fell in place.
Wow, amazing.
So, but was that very discomforting for you when the whole thing started late? Did you get into a mood of self-doubt? Array, what is going to happen today? I mean, the whole thing has started in such a tense mood.
Obviously, we are humans and we should be scared as per his rule.
I know.
We were scared.
And this is one aspect. Because we are from All India Radio, we are experienced about time factor. As you know, when it is 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock bulletin at night, it is to go.
Yes.
There will be three, tongue, 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 and then starts.
Yes.
Therefore, when it is getting delayed by 40 minutes, I thought, I was standing outside, but I was almost in jeopardy. What is going to happen? And as Prasad is saying, that a drama is already kept in place in such a way that you are not going to be affected at all. And then I had a...
We were checking the schedule sheet, which program we can cut, what we can remove.
Somebody ensured that, you know, and wonderful. No one was disappointed.
Yes, nobody. And the beauty is, the Musapet school girls, who were supposed to sing six songs, they themselves told, whether everybody has to get a chance, so we'll sing only two songs.
Oh.
We are getting a chance. So, we will surely sing. We are presenting anyways. So, we'll sing only two songs, so that the other group also will get chance.
Wow.
So that was the amount of sacrifice and that the feeling of oneness with which they were
not
participating.
Speaking, you saw them doing those things.
In this time when people are competing with each other, such kind of love and affection
sacrifice
between the amount of sacrifice.
And the important thing that you mentioned, Ganesh, right from the beginning, Swami perhaps wanted you to let you know who is in charge.
Yes, yes.
Who is the one who is really in charge? I think that would have perhaps... From that moment on, you would have probably faced many challenges.
Yes, but we stopped worrying.
You stopped worrying, right?
Yes.
So after that moment, you know, you would have thought, anyway, he's the doer. Yes. So if it is happening, then probably he has a plan.
Yes.
I think that would have strengthened you and given you courage to go through the rest of the program, because that was starting and you had two whole days to go through.
That was a very big lesson for us. And everyone has to remember that Swami would like to give the credit to us. But he is a doer.
That is
a lesson we have to learn.
Wonderful.
But when we take up an event or a service activity, we have to do it with all our heart. We should take ownership of the event.
Yes.
But once it is done,
yes,
it is done by God.
I mean, you cannot say that Swami will take care and not do anything. You have to do 100% and more.
Yes.
And then see how he works.
Yes.
And as a matter of fact, during the 1 month or even more than 1 month, the amount of interaction Ganesh and Prasad had with the different participating groups, it was mind-boggling, because there were occasions when they were sitting up to night 11, 12, planning, scheduling, rescheduling, and then making changes. Because initially, certain group is to come and participate. Suddenly, because of Pushkarams, there is some disruption. They are not able to participate. I think Ganesh can explain how.
Yes. At the initial stages when we were, how Swami works, we can have a beautiful picture. When we thought of having a drama on Swami's poems, a drama on Swami's life and on various aspects, the day when we thought of this, there were four people coming together. on the same day, and we wanted the entire script to be ready for the children, for a drama, or we didn't want the teachers to take up this trouble of training the children, all that, because that was during vacation time, around May. And luckily on the same day, one brother named Krishna Shastri, who is our alumni, he was here, and one sister named Swapna, who is a part of our Telugu team, she was here, and of course Vasanthabanu uncle, all were there at the same time, and we distributed the work, and all the scripts were ready in 1 week. And that is the beauty. And Swami arranged it in such a way that children had to just prepare the entire script, and they had enough time to understand the concepts in the script. So that is the beauty, because we didn't have much time. And brother MRK and MRK Prasad, who was in charge of taking up this particular project with the Vidyavahini schools, so he suggested, when we showed the program list, he best knew which school would suit for which program.
Oh, wow.
Because they were going around schools and knowing the talent pool. So they allotted some programs to some specific schools. But after a while, the Vizag school and the Rajahmundry school, which were very strong in some programs, they could not come because of the Pushkaram
festival going on
near Rajahmundry. And the parents were hesitant to send the children in such a peak time. So they had dropped out. But the beauty is, as soon as Rajahmundry ends, Tadepalligudam starts. From there, all our programs started. And the children were so enthused to participate. They took up the programs, and there was no hurdle for the entire program.
No shortfall of talent.
It is up to us to search for it.
Yes.
That is a revelation. It is only a point. When you are approaching them, they are coming in dozens.
Oh,
talent from different schools. Only we were not able to tap so far. Now that we did it, probably this is the beginning. Swami showed the way. Go, tap these children, they are all available for you.
Just like Swami Vivekananda said, a pure will is omnipotent. I think a pure will is powered by purity himself. And that's how it gathers so much of strength. And I think that is one thing that we saw here. You know, you had a pure will and you had so many pure hearts together. And that's what made things happen. Ganesh, tell me, what were the other revelations that came to you as you're working with children? One thing is you saw their enthusiasm. You saw their spontaneity, exuberance. Were there certain things that you saw in these children that were again great lessons of life for you?
Actually, every moment we spent with the children was a beautiful lesson for us. Locally, when we were training the Ishwaramma school children, the primary school and the higher secondary school children, see, when we work with elders, it's a different game altogether. When we were preparing the theme, when you are sitting with them and making them understand the theme, it's a Herculean task, because so many matured minds coming together to speak upon a single topic, it's very hard to handle. But when we tell children to take up a particular topic and you should speak on this as a group, it's so easy to gel with them. And they don't oppose each other's idea. They take everybody's ideas and they bring out a beautiful bouquet of ideas and concepts in front of you. And the love with which they share their interests and the joy, that is the most beautiful thing. And I always loved it, as I told you in the beginning. I love moving around with children.
I think the whole studio, also the ambience changed only because of their enthusiasm. You saw that exuberance, you know, in every eye, you can see that joy of that thrill of being, of doing something for Swami.
And even when we worked late in the nights and all through the day, we never felt tired. Seeing the children, we never felt tired. That energy was always there with us.
Yes, fantastic. So it was a day-long program. Children, 100 children from Sathya Sai schools in Andhra and Telangana. So almost all the schools, right? And this will only perhaps give you now more ideas as we go along to have programs more by the children, for the children.
And one beautiful aspect that we could cover during this particular program was the concept and the idea of Vidyavahini. What Swami had started, we never knew what a mega project that Swami had envisioned. And for a particular program, the impressions of parents, teachers and the students on the concept of Vidyavahini, I had to go to a school in Guntur, Vidyavahini school, and I had to spend some time with the teachers, students and parents, and the amount of the change, the amount of transformation that is happening around the world in all corners due to Vidyavahini. We feel that it's a educational program dealing only students and teachers, but how it affects the entire surroundings, it's a very beautiful lesson to learn. When we were interacting with children, teachers were telling, when we incorporated Vidyavahini, till then it was very difficult for the teachers to make the children concentrate on the class.
Mm-hmm.
Because as per scientific reasons, there is only a specific amount of time,
attention span
for a child or for an individual to focus on one particular topic. But when you are telling something, it is different, and when you are showing something, it's altogether a different class. So when the teachers are preparing the lesson plan, they have slides, they have pictures, and when they project the picture, the children are so
engrossed
in that class that they are so eager for the next class to happen.
Hmm.
And the concentration levels that were going up, and there was a sea of change that happened after the introduction of Vidyavahini program.
Lesson plans.
Yes. And Brother Satyajit, when he was sharing his experience, he told when Swami was shown the first lesson plan with all the PowerPoint presentations and the slides, when Swami saw that, Swami had told Satyajit, brother, this is the kind of way you have to present the lesson to the children. This will attract and impress the children. They will learn faster like this. And when we come back to the children, they were telling, when we were listening to classes, it was totally different. We would sleep sometime after lunch hour, or we would not get interested to go back home and study. But when Vidyavahini started, we are so interested in the class. And one particular experience, sir will tell.
About this Vidyavahini, when Ganesh went to Guntur, other places, he wanted to take the impressions of students, teachers and parents. One student, beautifully, yes, the teacher was saying that they were preparing on a particular subject and there was no slides or PowerPoint presentation for that particular
lesson.
That is on Galileo. It was on Galileo. And then he was just narrated the story that how Galileo invented that telescope and then showed. One of the students was not satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
He went back home. He referred, nowadays children are so intelligent with internet and all these things. He found out a picture of Galileo with that telescope and other written matter. Next day, he brought it to the teacher in a CD saying, sir, this is a CD. There is
information about Galileo.
Kindly show it to us. Therefore, the children not only listened to the lessons, went home, thought over it, found out from the source.
They themselves are enriching the lesson plans.
Supporting the teacher in producing. This is one aspect. One beautiful another aspect is, in one school in Guntur, where the children are given free education. One lady, she was interviewed. She was telling, I have two children. Both are in Swami's school, that Sat Sai school. They are giving us free education. I'm a laborer working on fields, that lady says. And once in a week, they are asked to work towards render service to the school. And she says, when Swami is giving free education to my children, why can't I work 24 hours?
Oh.
In a month, if they ask me to work 24 hours, I'm ready to do it, gladly. And not only that, my children say, mother, you go and work, work sincerely. It is Swami's school. Means, the children are also so involved and appreciated the way they are learning, and they want their mother also to do the work sincerely. Means this is a message which is spreading not only to the students, but it is affecting the
entire community,
the community also.
Having heard the reactions of the students and mothers, I would like to add one thing.
Sure.
Usually it is the parents who are worried about the education of the children. Every day when the child comes home, what have you learned? Have you done your homework? All these things we put questions. Here it is happening the other way around. The children come home and enthusiastically educate the parents about what they have learned.
Wow. Do you know that?
Children ask. That power, they're very, as if it is something very natural, they're talking of PowerPoint presentation. In that interview, each child, it talks of some PowerPoint presentation which they have seen, which elders like me, probably we learnt it at a very later stage, and at a very younger stage, they are talking of these things.
And I think as you mentioned, Ganesh, it is not just a learning experience. The whole Vidyavahini has become a transformative experience.
Beautifully said.
And I think, and that is what Swami's mission is all about. His miracle is this miracle of transformation. And so beautifully, this project also is named as Vidya Vahini. You know, all of Bhagwan's writings are named Vahinis. And they are all on this path of transforming man.
Yes.
And it's just that this whole process has now taken a new tech dimension.
Yes.
It's a technology, IT dimension to the same concept. And it is happening for children. You know, the group with which Swami gave lion's share of his time.
Yes. Yes.
If there is any group to which Swami gave maximum of his earthly sojourn, I mean, time is life. You know, if you are giving someone time, you are actually giving a part of your life.
Yes.
So when Bhagwan came in his 86 years, whatever earthly span, physical span, he gave
maximums.
More than 75-80% of his time he gave to the children. And now that continues. That continues in so many ways that he established before the physical form departed.
And we have two good examples here.
Yeah.
Ganesh and Prasad.
All of you.
Ganesh and Sai Prasad. Yeah. And I think that is really divinely inspired that, you know, we thought of having this whole day program for Children's Day. Wonderful. I think it was a transformative experience more for us than the children. I think they left us enriched.
Yes.
They left us with revelations about ourselves. And they left us more connected to Bhagwan.
One aspect which we should mention here is, I would like Mr. Jagannathrao and Ganesh to speak about it. There was spontaneous response from the listeners about these programs.
Yes, I mean, we got a few emails, but you can share about what other responses you got, Ganesh.
Yes, actually, the parents way back in their native places, they were listening to their children performing here. And immediately they were sending responses that the program was wonderful and all the elders are so happy to listen to their children on air and talking about Swami.
Yes.
In Swami's very birthplace. It's a very beautiful blessing for them. That was the kind of feedback, and sir would also share.
Just after the first drama was by Vidyavahini children, the moment the drama was over, I was listening, sitting outside the studio, there was a message. Said, at this early hour, who is going to give me an SMS? When I opened it, congratulations, excellent performance by children. What more you want? And credit goes to Ranganath Raju and his brother, those who took lot of time to interact with children. And the script was, I hope it was by...
There was one drama named Danga Danga. It's a very, very interesting drama where they are in heaven. All the gods come to Indra and tell, see, our lotuses are missing, our...
moon is missing.
Moon is missing. And
sun is missing.
This beautiful story goes on and then they...
Even the buffalo of Yama.
All Dunapotas are missing.
Wherever they are going, they are finding something is missing. When they went to Kailash, Ganesh is missing, Chandra is missing, Parvati is missing, and even Shiva is also missing. And therefore they were stunned. Where have they gone? They were going to complain to somebody else, other god, then he is missing.
Oh.
That is the story goes.
And there Yama comes, and this child who acted as Yama, he did a fabulous job of delivering the dialogue, that Yamunda.
Oh.
The effect with which he was delivering it was mind-boggling, actually. That we listen to that
sure.
dialogue.
Hanumanthu Vigneshwaru Kuda Ante Narayana Narayana Inka Evarena Mayamayyara
Veeriddaremiti Kumara Brahmalokamlo Atala Vitala Sutala Talatala Rasatala Mahatala Patala Paripalitunda Dharma Dharma Vishleshitunda Dharma Rakshana Durandarunda Sakala Papa Koti Bhayankarunda Devagana Pujita Dikpalakunda చతుర్ముఖ ప్రసాదిత సమస్త పర్యంత లోక సామ్రాజ్యాదినాథుండ యముండ
నారాయణ నారాయణ.
వావ్, దట్స్ అన్ అమేజింగ్ గ్లిమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎగ్జ్యూబరెన్స్ అండ్ ద టాలెంట్.
యూ టెల్ ది కన్క్లూషన్ ఆల్సో హౌ దిస్ హ్యాపెన్డ్, హౌ ఇట్ కన్క్లూడెడ్. ప్రాబబ్లీ లిసనర్స్ విల్ బి హ్యాపీ టు లిసన్ దట్.
ద కన్క్లూజన్ ఇస్ లైక్ దే ఆల్ కమ్ టు విష్ణు ప్రేయింగ్ ఫర్ హెల్ప్ అండ్ దెన్ విష్ణు టెల్స్ నోబడి హ్యాస్ స్టోలెన్ ఎనీథింగ్. The entire scenario has shifted to Prashant Trillium, where the Lord has taken all Junapotas are also here.
Whom Swami called us all lovingly.
And then how Swami has come down as a Kali Yuga avatar to take care of mankind, to uplift mankind. Wow. That was how the entire drama ends.
Wonderful.
So all the things missing, they have formed a part of his persona.
Persona, yes.
That is how he has similarly has put. Yes. Very nice.
The script was so nicely written and performed equally well.
Amazing. Even in making signature tunes, children were singing those signature tunes. Now, by listening that, we got a feedback that why can't we make a bhajan series with children's?
Yes. In fact, yeah, that was the feedback we received today, Sai Prasad. Yes. That let's have a bhajan series bhajan only series with children.
Yeah, I think we need to do definitely much, much more with respect to children. And now that we have this beautiful Vidyavahini network and now we have seen what is possible, I think there is, sky is the limit to what can be done with their talent and with their enthusiasm.
So one more thing what I heard, because I was not directly involved, what I heard from others is, some of the parents, they have come, you know, they are not in touch with Baba.
They are not devotees.
Some are not devotees. But when the program is over, they are reluctant to go away.
They want to participate more
in such programs and learn about Baba.
Wow, wonderful. In fact, I mean, that reminds me of the EHV movement in Latin America. If you see the history of Satya Sai movement in many Latin American countries, be it Argentina, Chile, Peru and all that, because sometime back we did exhaustive studies of how the movement began and grew. You will find this common thread and pattern wherein the students first came to the EHV programs and seeing the transformation in the children, the parents at home wanted to know more about Bhagwan, and that is how they came into the Sai fold. And once that faith happened, then experience automatically started. And that is how the movement has grown. Actually, if you see a lot of places which are far away from Prashant Nilayam, it is these people whom Swami always called as his property. It is they who have captured his love and shared his love and worked for his mission. Transformed their lives and through their lives have transformed society and the world.
Sorry. I think these are all available in our heart-to-heart magazine.
In our article archives, you will find the history of Satya Sai movement in so many countries.
Exactly.
And if you read any country's history, you will find a vital part of it can be easily attributable to this EHV movement. And in some ways, you experience that here also. I mean, the kind of responses that you got, the kind of participation that you got, and the kind of keenness with which the parents wanted their children to participate. I think that has definitely in unequivocal terms given as an idea of the impact that children have.
Yes.
Amazing.
Even as Ganesh and those people were struggling to overcome the glitches that happened earlier and coordinating effort, there was a support team in the studio who have rendered excellent service, like our Swapna. And some other people.
Lalita.
Mr. Prasad, would you like to elaborate?
And there are so many volunteers, isn't it, Ganesh?
And the most beautiful thing is, when we were tensed so much about whether the thing is going to go on air or not, the children were peacefully sitting there and enjoying, okay, they'll start anyways, and there was no tension in their face. And a lot of background work was done by so many volunteers, and without a massive team effort, this would not have been possible. So, full credit goes to the team, Sister Swapna and Sister Lalita, who are always there behind our efforts, and Brother Sunil, who is the core of our sound engineering team. He was there throughout the 2 days and he was supporting us all together.
CG Sai Prakash and, brother, with music.
Sai Prakash with his, the amount of support he had given on the last 2 days, it was mind-boggling actually, because when you were wondering about how the dramas would get the background music, He told, Ganesh, you don't worry about music. You just go about planning the entire event and you just coordinate. I will take care of the entire music part.
Oh, wow.
And such a fabulous job he did with music. He was there live sitting throughout the day, fixing the music for all the dramas and all the programs. Yeah, actually, Brother Sunil, Brother Mohan, who was involved in the designing of our the presentations which we had to give the children, and the certificates, beautiful certificates which he had designed.
And the webpage.
And yeah, webpage, not to forget.
Yes.
When you look at the pictures with all the children holding the certificates, you can see Swami sitting everywhere, in every children's heart. That was very beautiful.
And the entrance of the studio, on the notice board, we had such a beautiful welcome sign. And the whole, actually, that's how the studio looked so different.
The ambience was created. Yeah. And that is Mohandara's contribution.
Yes. I think every person has contributed in small and big ways.
And
of course, you also had Anirudh's amazing theme music. I think we need to have a discussion with all of them.
Yes, very much.
A separate session just about the music part. We need to savor the theme music for both the days. And there is a story behind it, Anirudh told me. So let's preserve that for a separate episode. And I think just today, it was more than an hour, I think, since we started talking. And we talked only about the children. So let's continue this discussion and do share about what happened on the next day, on July 19th. Because I think that was a completely different ball game and different challenges.
It was a test match for everyone.
That was equally amazing.
Equally amazing.
At every stage, as we were discussing earlier, Swami was saying that I am present.
Yes.
Don't worry. But then you were tasked to cross the hurdles. And but with very composed bent of mind, we could attend to that because there were many glitches in the second day also.
But I think every time you saw the invisible hand of Bhagavan, and I think how that happened is what you need to share with us.
Yes, surely.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, Ganesh, Sai Prasad, Mr. Jagannath Rao, and Vasant Bhanu Uncle.
Sai Rao.
So that was the Telugu team sharing their journey of celebrating the 4th anniversary of our Telugu stream. And we'll continue this discussion. As they mentioned, there is a lot more to discuss on this. The second day when they had programs by the youth and elders, every program was different, and how every program fell in place was again a very wonderful experience. And all this only goes to show how when you have that sincere will to do something for Bhagavan, how he takes over. He constantly reminds us that we are not the doers, and also gives us the experience of his presence and the joy of being part of it. So dear listeners, let us always remember that if you are able to speak, it is because of him. If you are able to sing, it is because of him. If you are successful in life, it is because of him. And if you are not yet successful in life, it is again because he is preparing us for something beautiful. Let us offer our gratitude to him for everything that we have experienced, we are experiencing, and we are yet to experience. Our time is running out, and it's time to draw the curtains on this day-long Thursday Live. The time in the studios now is 9:53. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. On behalf of all of us at Radio Sai, I express my deep sense of gratitude to you for being with us all through the day and for your encouraging comments. As always, you can keep writing to listener at radiosai.org. Your feedback definitely means a lot to us. We learn from it, we get inspired by it, and we also offer them at Bhagwan's lotus feet as his instructions to us, with prayers to Bhagwan and with gratitude to him for having given all of us this opportunity. Here is a sweet good night
and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthanilayam. Thank you so much, Sai Ram.